I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we've got a really interesting show for you today. And as always, we have great information for you. And I promise to do this show for those of you that would join the Facebook group for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. So if you have, you're seeing this. If not, you aren't. So you're not seeing it. So I'm talking to nobody. Okay. That's very meta. At any rate, we do have some interesting things for you. And to do that, we need to go to the blog. The blog, of course, being drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. Yes. So go to the blog. Do that regularly, because there's all kinds of good information there. Stuff that you don't want to miss. And we do stuff on this show. So don't miss it. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Ah, yes, indeed. Now, I would like to tell you that this show this week is sponsored by Ting, T-I-N-G, Ting. And that is, of course, mobile. That makes sense. We all have mobile phones. Here's my mobile phone. But not all of us have good phone service. Cheap, good phone service. And that's what Ting is all about. And the great thing about this link, drbill.tv/, start to say whack. Don't want to whack Dr. Bill, no. Slash, you always slash me either. That's bad. Anyway, you know what I mean. The little indicator at the end of the URL thing. As it says there on the screen. Anyway, that thing, Ting, T-I-N-G, Ting. If you go to that address, you will save $25. That's not chump change. $25 that you'll save by using my link. And it will help this program, which is a good thing. All right, we're going to talk about some interesting stuff, but first of all, I need to go to the aforementioned drbill.tv blog and take things in order. You know, I'm a very orderly kind of guy. No, actually, I'm not, but I try, okay? And we're going to give it a shot. We're going to give it the old college try this week. To talk about the things in the order in which I wrote them in the blog. Oh, boy. You know, when your eyelashes get in your eye and it's just so annoying, that's what's happening. Anyway, you don't care. First item, US TV Go. I've mentioned it before on the program. It is a method by which you can watch cable TV channels on the web. Now, there's a couple of caveats here. One is, obviously, it's going to be very, very low resolution. It's not really going to be useful to, like, cast it to your TV screen and try to get free cable that way. I mean, yeah, I guess you could. But it's going to be really low resolution. It's really designed for just a web browser. Just to kind of maybe catch up on a show, watch the news, something like that. Okay, but they have a lot of cable channels that are on this particular website. Well, their old website is down or has gone away or they have left it because they've got a new website. I don't know if they made an announcement and then left it and went to this new website. But in any case, I found it. They can't get away from me. I found it. Okay, it's USTV Go. USTVGO.TV now. Which makes sense, right? TV channels.tv. All right, just like drbill.tv. Anyway, so the old web address doesn't work anymore. You can go to ustvgo.tv, and you can see those cable channels that you might want to, you know, just peruse. What's happening now on, I don't know, CNN, I don't know, Fox News, HBO, Nickelodeon. They have them all there, okay? Anyway, a lot of people, because of the whole COVID-19 virus thing, have been web conferencing of late. And they've been using Zoom to do it. And that's a problem. Because Zoom is very, shall we say, unsecure. How unsecure, Dr. Bill, you might ask? Well, if you use it with a Mac, and you have an old version of the Zoom client, let's say, oh, I don't know, a few months ago you connected to Zoom for a business conference, and now you're using it because you're locked in with into your house or whatever because of COVID-19, and you want to conference in with your family, who you haven't seen in weeks. So you use Zoom. Well, if you've got a Mac and an old client, people can actually hack into your Mac and take it over and have root privilege because of Zoom. Because Zoom installs a web server surreptitiously on your Mac. And then if you uninstall it, it doesn't get rid of the web server. It's still out there being insecure. Not a very good thing, Zoom. Okay, bad on you there. All right. And that's just one of many security issues. We already talked about in the last show about Zoom bombing. Or was it the show before that? It may have been the show before that. About Zoom bombing, where people just connect to your site because they find out what your, you know, your Zoom conference code is. Maybe they get it from somebody else at the conference. And then they drop in and do untoward things that you don't want to see in your conference. You see what I'm saying? That's called Zoom bombing. And it is now a felony in many states. Whoa. And this is because millions and millions and millions and millions of more people have signed up for Zoom and are using Zoom now. And this Zoom bombing is just not good. So there you go. But anyway, here's the thing. There are alternatives to Zoom. I know you might say, oh yeah, Dr. Bill, I can name off three or four right off the top of my head. Well, that's good. But that's not the ones I'm talking about. You know, if you are a business, you may be using, I don't know, Cisco's, you know, version of conferencing. Or you may use Hangouts in Google. Or you may use any number of other systems. But they all involve some third-party group. But if you're a techie, like I am, you can create your own Jitsi server. Jitsi, yes, J-I-T-S-I, Jitsi, and you can create your own server in your own network, and you can host it yourself, if you wish. Now, you might say, but Dr. Bill, I don't have a web server. I don't have an external connection to the internet for servers. I just connect my little PC and just go about my business. Well, that's fine. You can use Jitsi's site for small conferences, you know, let's say 10 or less, and they'll let you do that for free. Doesn't cost a thing. And they don't try to sell you anything either. Because, here's the thing, it's open source. Okay? Open source video conferencing. And it has a lot of features. It's not like a lot of things that might be, oh yeah, but it doesn't have this and it doesn't have that. It actually has a lot of features. It's really good. So anyway, multi-platform open source video conferencing from Jitsi, J-I-T-S-I, dot org because they're nonprofit, open source, yada, yada. Okay, so go there. You can, and here's the great thing. You don't have to download a client. It works right through the web, just plain old web. No client download needed. Now, what you can download if you want to and you're a techie is you can download the server and, as I said, set up your own server, which is pretty cool. So that's good. Jitsi, I like it. I might just set one up myself. Who knows? I want to do those kinds of things. Always doing something. All right. But what I want to talk to you about further today is something I promised to talk to you about, which is how to have a webcam without shelling out the big bucks. Okay? Because a good webcam, like I'm using right here, the Logitech Brio, can cost a lot of money. Okay? And if you don't got it, you don't got it. You know what I'm saying? All right. But, there are cheaper webcams. Okay? I just happen to like really, really good ones. So that's why I've got the Brio. But, here's the thing. You can use your phone. I was mentioning it earlier. I have a phone here. I can use this phone as a webcam. And you may say, oh, Dr. Bill, come on. It can't be all that good. Well, let's take a look. There it is. That's my phone as a webcam. Check it out. Now, ignore the junk behind me there. I have boxes stacked up where I've been unpacking boxes. But that's okay. It's just a few. But see, now let me move it around here. You can see my hand holding the phone, but that is the software whereupon I am talking about. Let me go back to the regular camera. There you go. Isn't that interesting? That was my camera, my phone, camera, phone, fan camera, phone, whatever you want to call it, has a webcam. Now you might say, magics. How did you do that, Dr. Bill? Well, I'm good. Yes. Well, I am, but it is easy, actually. What you do is you go to your app store, whatever app store you happen to frequent on your phone. If you have an Android, that would be like Google Play. If you have an iPhone, if you're one of those kind of people, then you would go to the iPhone Apple App Store. And you look for a piece of software called, are you ready, IVCam. Okay? Internet Video Camera, I think is what it stands for. These folks that wrote it are like from some foreign country that don't speak English all that well. English, if you get my drift. You can tell by their website, but it's good software. All right, here's the thing. You download it on your phone, just like this phone, which I have upside down. Anyway, you download it on your phone or set it up on your phone. That part's free, okay? See, now, some of you are going, you said it would be free. Hold on. It is. If you don't mind the watermark in the upper corner, let me hold the phone so it won't. Oh, come on, don't do that. When I touch it like that, sometimes it changes the ISO, and I don't want to do that. Back up. A little higher. Thank you. You can make all kinds of adjustments, and that's good, but it could be a little annoying. Okay, when you're doing a demo. Okay, let me go back to the game. You see where it says IVCam? Let me get something behind it where you can see it. Okay. There you go. IVCam. There. By the way, see my light above my head? That's what gives me that. Let me go back to my regular camera. Gives me that effect there on top of my hat. Lights it up. Isn't that cool? Anyway, it's called accent light. Yes. Anyway, you saw where it said IVCam on the screen there. Well, that is a watermark, okay? If you don't mind that watermark, all that's doing is advertising their software, okay? I mean, okay, that's not such a big deal. But if you want to get rid of that, then you buy the software that goes on your PC, because you have to download that too. So there's two steps. Get it on your phone first as an app. Then download the software to your PC and set that up, which is just click, click, click. Typical default setup. And then the only other trick, if you want to call it that, is that your phone and your PC have to be on the same network. So like if it's a wireless network, on the same wireless network, okay? Got that? So if you got that, then you can crank up the software and you've got your webcam. And within the software, like OBS, is what I'm using right now, within OBS, you create a scene, you connect a video device, and from the drop-down, you pick the IV cam drop-down, okay? And just like you would like the Logitech Brio, you would select that, and that's what you would use in your scene in OBS. Now, if you're using Skype, you'd go to Skype settings, you'd set it there. If you're using Zoom, you go to your Zoom settings, you set it there. You get the idea, okay? But if you pay for the Windows part of the software, it's only $9.99. Now, here's the thing. $9.99 is a whole heap cheaper than buying a webcam, which, by the way, you can't buy right now because they're all sold out because of this whole COVID-19 thing. People have bought up all the software, or all the cameras, I should say, all the webcams, and probably the software. They bought out toilet paper. Toilet paper. What does that have to do with web conferencing? I ask. And, of course, the answer was nothing. Unless it's that type of web conference, in which case, I don't want to be part of it. Just saying. Anyway. Boy, that was digressing quite a bit. So, in honor of that, I'm going to drink some Coke Zero. So there. Anyway, IV Cam. That's your hint and tip for this show, okay? Because for $9, well, $10. Call it $10. $9.99, $10, we'll round up. For $10 and not having to buy any hardware that you don't already have, because most of you have a phone, or at least have access to a phone. You can have, see, look at that. You can see my whole setup here. All right, there's my OBS software with me. It's kind of overexposed because of the brightness of the screen. There's my microphone. There's the webcam that I'm using. Isn't that cool? So, it's practically free. It is free if you don't mind their little ad. And I don't mind that. You know, if I were going to use this, I wouldn't mind advertising for them a bit. They went to the trouble to write the software. I mean, come on. But I mean, $9.99. Most people can handle that. Okay, you know what I'm saying? But it gives you quite a bit of capabilities. I mean, you can go in here, you can switch from one phone, camera to the other. You can, like I did, touch the screen and change the exposure, the ISO rating. Wow. There's just all kinds of things you can do with the software. Now, it is making my phone just a little warm, so I'm going to exit. And you will notice when you exit the app, you will get an ad. In that case, I got an ad for a pink cat. I don't want a pink cat, so I just closed the app. Okay, again, they're monetizing their app. Cut them some slack. I happen to like my black hat. I'm not a black hat hacker, but I like the black hat. It's just me. Pink just wouldn't work for me. Okay. Would bring out the wrong tones of my skin. Yes. Anyway, so just avoid clicking on the ads. But other than that, it's not bad. Now, here's the thing. For a lot of you, there's a lot of you out there that may be, I don't know, churches and ministers that are looking to stream your services, and you're going, I didn't know this was coming, this whole COVID-19 thing. I didn't buy a webcam. I didn't buy any equipment. I don't have all this stuff like Dr. Bill's got in his studio. What am I going to do? I just told you. With IVCam. Got it? Yes. So there you go. Now you can go enjoy your Coke Zero. And not have to worry about getting a webcam. Pretty good. Anyway. So. That'll do it for this show. Stay tuned for more silliness. Here's the thing. Those of you that are new to the show, let me explain something to you. This show is dedicated to technology and silliness. Mostly silliness, but the technology's there too. We're here to have fun. And if you've been cooped up for a while because of this whole COVID-19 thing, well, you need some silliness and you need some fun, and that's what we're here for. Just a service to mankind. So anyway, that'll do it for this show. Join us again next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.